Good evening to all. Thank you for being here this evening. I guess I would like to make one shout out, you might say, tonight. We have visiting with us Brother Gable Duke and his wife. He's one of the men that we actually support here at Jones Road up in the Charlottesville, Virginia area. And we want to welcome them with us tonight. If you've not met Gable, he's a good guy. Pretty much known him most all of his life, so if you have any questions that you want to find out about him, maybe we can help with that. But we are glad to have them with us tonight. About a month ago, when Brother Leverett asked me if I would be interested in standing up here at some point to give a lesson, he actually asked me if I would do a sermon and song. I said, yeah, I'm good with that. I'd prefer to do that type of a lesson myself anyhow. So I was on board with that. So tonight we will be looking at the subject of our theme for the year. And I know everybody remembers what that is. Being conformed to the image of Christ. So tonight we're going to be singing songs, and I've also asked some of the young men to help me in reading some of the passages as well as we look through what does it mean to be conformed to the image of Christ. If you would, go ahead and open your Bibles. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 28 through 30. And we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So as we think this evening about the idea of being conformed to what his will is, at this time, I'm going to have Ty Banda come up and read a passage for us, followed by Eli Britnell, who will also come up and read a passage for us.
I will be reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 through 21. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh, for this is commendable. If because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongly, for what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer and you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. I will be reading Philippians 2, 3 through 5. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
I Let's sing together, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." Mentioned one of the conversation that Steve and I had about the singing and stuff here at Jones Road and in general, probably. Of course, the last few years we've been having to deal with COVID, and it seems like we just kind of like shut down a lot of things and access a lot of things. And I know myself personally, my ability to sing for a longer period of time has dwindled. I think just what normally we used to do, we'd sing, you know, 2, 3, 4 songs, you know, before a lesson. We kind of back that off so maybe not spread as much. So your lung capacity and the whole thing that we do when we sing, it diminishes over time just because you don't do it what you were used to doing. And also mentioned the idea as our singing stirs up an emotion in us, which I think sometimes we go too far to the extreme, to one side. Well, we don't want to be emotional, but yet singing does cause an emotion when we are singing. We are teaching each other. We're praising God. We're putting things before Him when we sing. Sometimes we just kind of go through the motions. So as we sing tonight, please think about the words of these songs, being conformed to Christ and what that means to us. All right, our next song this evening will be number 135, "More Like Jesus."
I want to be more like Jesus. Thank you.
to Mark chapter 10. Beginning in verse 17. Mark 10, verse 17. As he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." Is that how we are to be conformed? We give up our wants and our wishes to God. Number 564, the song "Follow Me." There's some words in this song as an individual I may think of that I say, well, you know, I didn't really travel down a lonely road by myself. I didn't have a hard time myself. But there may be some visitor here tonight that might have had that hard life and trying to early life before they came to Jesus. So as we sing this song tonight, let's remember this song may not just apply to me as it's spoken, but the idea is there in the scriptures of what it's talking about. Follow me.
I travel down a Jesus, our Lord, for Jesus.
How does one conform to that of being like Christ? This time I'm going to have Casey Pete come and read a couple of passages, and then Isaac Britnell will come and read a couple of passages as well.
I'll be reading Psalms chapter 42, verses 1 through 3, and Psalms chapter 107, verses 7 through 9. We'll start off with Psalms 42, verses 1 through 3. As the hart pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat, day and night, while they continually say to me, where is thy God? Psalm chapter 107, verses 7 through 9. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
The first passage will come from Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, from this time and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Then Philippians 2, 8 through 11. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name in which is above all name. So that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and under the earth, and those that the tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
In the passage that you've just read to us, I think of our hungering and thirsting as a deer pants for the water. That is what our life should be like in trying to conform to that, to Christ. Let's sing number 589, As the Deer.
You are the Lord, deny and all.
Also, our next song will be Prince of Peace, Control My Will. Next song will be number 21, On Bended Knee I Come. After we sing this song, Brother Jamie Brittenell will come and direct us in a prayer.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Dear God, our Father, we're so thankful that you've blessed us with life, with everything that you've given us here on this earth. We know that you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the all-powerful, all-knowing. And dear God, that gives us comfort. It gives us comfort and peace to know that you are in control, that this world, that the things that go on in it, the things that go around our day-to-day lives, that it's temporary, that you're in control, that ultimately you will have all power, you have all power, and that we should have our faith and trust and love for you. Dear God, we struggle with this from time to time. We don't have the faith, we don't have the trust, we sin, we fall apart, we fall away from you, we ruin this relationship that we have, and dear God, we ask you to be with us, to help us. We want to be conformed. We want to be like Christ. We want to live as he lived here on this earth. He gave us the example that we can pattern our lives after. Dear God, we ask you for his love. We ask you that we will demonstrate to each other the love that he had for us, that you have for us. Dear God, while he was on this earth, he said that people will know that we are his because of the love that we have for each other. And we ask you to give us that love, that you will strengthen our faith, that you will give us the trust, that you will give us the strength to do those things, to be conformed to Christ, that we can make our lives like his, that we can stand up for the truth, that we can have the faith that he had, that we can be the example that he was to us, that we can be that example to those that we come in contact with day by day. We ask you to give us love and patience for those that we come into contact with, the ones that are even here as part of our family. We ask you to be us to that we be unified, that we show love and grace and mercy to each other, not only to the people around us, but to our brothers and sisters here in this building. Dear God, we ask you to give us that strength, that we can be bold, that we can take your name, Jesus' name, to those that are around us, and that we can talk about Christ and the love he has for all mankind and the ultimate blessings that we have through him. We ask you to give us that strength and that faith that we can resist temptation, that we can turn away from sin, that we can be truly conformed to the life of Christ, that we can place our faith and trust in him. We ask you to be with us, give us that strength that we can do these things. Help us in our day-to-day lives, dear God, that we can do that and that we will not forget that. We ask you to strengthen our faith. We ask you to forgive us of the sins that separate us. And as we go into the world, help us to be that example. It's through your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
As we continue thinking about being conformed, I couldn't help but think about the grace that God has given to us and shown to us in allowing us to be things, to be conformed to him. I'd like to read a few passages here. If you turn to Philippians chapter 4, verses 15, beginning. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent aid once again and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an accountable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God supplies all of our needs. He is gracious to us. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 beginning. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. And finally, in Titus chapter 3, beginning in verse 3. Titus 3, beginning in verse 3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and in envy and hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This time Drake's going to come and lead us in 3 songs.
I'm just going to go ahead and preface. I had my wisdom teeth taken out this week, so if my singing is a little rough, just bear with me. We're going to sing In Need, and I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs, just because of it shows you the words are just so powerful in that we have nothing except for what Jesus allows us to have and what he's given us so freely. And at this time, I'll ask you to stand while we sing this song.
In need of grace, in need of love, in need of mercy raining down from high above, in need of strength, in need of peace, in need of things that only
What does being conformed to Christ look like to you? I couldn't help but think of an alcoholic or a drug addict. What do they have to first realize about themselves? They have to realize that they need help. They reach that rock bottom, as you hear them say, to start and move up. Do we as Christians also have that same type feeling? That when we realize that we are a sinner, do we come broken to our Lord Jesus Christ to be mended? The next song we'll sing is "Just As I Am, I Come Broken."
Just as I am.
Turn your books, Bibles, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 8 and 9. Beginning the middle of verse 8. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. When we conform to Christ, we should be a happy people. Next song is number 251, I'm Happy Today. Final song this evening be that it is well with my soul. As we sing this song together, please think about your life. Is your soul, is it well with your soul? Please stand with me as we sing this song together. Have you dedicated your life to Christ yet? In thinking of the songs as we sing together tonight, I hope something has been said or sung to make you think about your life and how we should be conformed to that image of Christ our Savior. If there's anything that we can help you with even this evening to help correct things in your life or to be baptized, please come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.